Once you'd have answered. Once upon a time. Once you would have answered. Once. Is there to be no comfort for my sore heart? Once you'd have answered. Once upon a time when the sky was orange. But now it's grey. Why is it always bloody grey? Night after night you bring me back here. Why do you do it? Not a word. Never a sound. It's not what I deserve. It's not what I deserve. Do you hear me? Once upon a time, you'd be king. King of the alley, where we played hopscotch. Then giant steps you'd play. Take one giant step, two baby steps. Hold back there, Quigley, and quit your jukey dandering. Don't think you weren't seen. I told you before, I'm the boys in charge. King of the alley, the hopscotch king.
There's been a lot of steps since that. Not baby ones, big ones.
Fucking giant ones! Where did they all go? Where did everyone go?
You grow up. Why do you have to grow up? Jesus, I used to love having the crack down here with the boys. I used to be always saying, I'm going to England. Fuck this town, I'm going to England. I'm away.
Aye, like fuck ya.
But I did all right. 2 whole weeks I lasted. Arrived back the day Pope Pius exploded. You'd want to hear Bunty then.
Well, fuck me, Pink. The Pope's gone and busted himself.
The feckin' whore blew up like a banger. That'd have been, let me see, in October 57. No, no. No, tell a lie, it was 58. A wop bobble loop up, a lop bam boom. 58.
The heat had made the body ferment. Next day, the mourners were going past his coffin, and what do you know? The Pope goes bang. Pope Pius XII exploded all over them.
May he rest in pieces. There'll be some cleaning to be done after that. So tell us about Piccadilly. Any word of Cliff?
Don't talk to me about Cliff, I says.
I knew Bunty never liked her. Mad in the head with Elvis. The young ones, darling, we're the young ones.
Cliff?
Says Bunty.
Cliff's only a bollocks. Elvis Presley's the man you want, and he'd go...
You know, someone once said that all the world's a stage, and all the men and women in it, they're only actors.
Could be right there.
Should try coming down here for a while. Where did they all go? Joe Purcell, where are you? Ma? Where are you? Not a sound. Baby steps. Giant steps. No steps. Not a single solitary step. Gone for good. And no word of goodbye. Sometimes you get to thinking they were never there at all. But I know they were there. They were all there. The sergeant. Joe. Most of all, Joe.
Blood Brothers.
Jamesy Grew, the town crier. James. God rest him. He died in the tsunami. It's hard to believe, but that's what happened. Went out there to see his grandchild. What year would it have been when I met him first?
Wop-bobble-oo-bob-blom-bam-boom.
That's it, 58.
Ah, damn it, soul. Young Brady there, did you hear the news? There's been a plane crash in Munich. All they found at Tommy Taylor was his boots. Busby's babes, they've been all wiped out. Mark Jones, Jeff Bent, Liam Whelan, and all of them. There'll be no end of crying around this town. They were loved, them men. They were loved like family, young Brady. But then you'd know that yourself. Sure, your dad would have died for the Red Devils. God has queer ways of working, me son.
God has queer ways of working, me son. Who was to know that nearly later... Things go bad. They go very bad. It's just a pity. Me and Joe fell out. Never met his wife. I'd love to have met his wife, but things go wrong. They can't come right. We fell out. That's all there is to it. The woman was a teacher, I think, from England. He wasn't big or famous or anything like that. Unless you count having kids being famous. You should, for it's more than I have! All as I want. All as I want. Just can't stop thinking about Jamesy and his grandchild. I still can't get used to it. We won't be seeing him again. Or his wife either. She saw the whole thing. And her nerves is kind of bad. Probably end up like Ma. Below in the lake. The lake down yonder. No. I'm only kidding. It's all dried up. Think they have medicines that work better these days. Maybe the pain will somehow ease. And she won't be like me. Making wee small steps on corners. Don't know what the grandchild was called. Sometimes in the night I dream about him. His stricken face when the water comes. You that sent it. Aren't you the queer boy?
Good man, God. Bees busy old God.
That sound before, of course. I heard it the minute just before I was conceived. Ma and Da were on their honeymoon in Bundoran. Da was stroking her hair as he said, "In this single instant, we're going to be happy." Then he put the lad in, and I think it might have been true. Although I can't be sure. All I can be sure of was that I heard that very same sound. Ebbing and swelling just below the window, in that Bundoran dream all those long years ago. I used to say that it was all in the song. A song everyone knew. The Butcher Boy, it's called. I can't bear to sing it now. I can't bear to hear it. It goes like... It goes like... In Dublin town... I did dwell. A butcher boy I knew right well. I'm sorry. I can't. It might have been sad. But at least I felt. I bled. There's things you come across in a book. They stay in there and won't leave your head. Like this one I read. I would rather live one day, it says. I would rather live one more day above ground as the servant of the cruelest master than be king 1,000 years amongst the ranks of the demolished dead. Horace, they say, is the author of that. You wouldn't think Brady would know any Horace, unless Horace Wilkins, that used to own the drapers. But I do. I know it better than anyone alive. Or dead. Giant steps. Baby steps. Giant steps, baby steps. Where do they go? Has anyone a map? Where do they go? Give them back for one more minute. Will you?
You won't. Because you don't have them. Where are they then? I say they're da. Are you out there, da? Ma? You there? They say they're always with you. But it's not true. But it's not true. They're always just a minute away. Always just that bit out of reach. And that's worse than anything. What I'd give for that one more minute. One more minute with the ones I so dearly loved. Except I didn't know it then.
They say that youth is wasted on the young. No, life is wasted on the young. But that's wrong. The thing to say is, life is wasted on the living. One day below ground and they'd see that at last. Just 1 minute and they'd weep to get home. I ought to know. I do it every day. Night after night in this accursed alley. baby and big. Baby and big. Giant steps. Baby steps. Night after night. But mostly steps that are not even baby. That are tiny. For that's the way I've become these days. Trying to shrink and hide in the dark. Boom. Everyone knows the story of Brady. Francie the Imp, the Corner Boy King. Me and Bunty, we were kings here together. After I got out of the queer place, we knocked about here together most days. Bunty was the only one who'd be bothered with me then. Bunty went back to England in the end, fell off a scaffolding in Highgate in England.
I'm gonna get married,
he says in the letter. Sent me a photo.
Well, what do you think?
And the wee girl with him, the living spit of Helen Shapiro, walking back to happiness, whoop-ah, oh yeah. Say goodbye to loneliness, whoop-ah, oh yeah. I think he was drunk when he fell off the scaffolding. Things didn't work out between him and the woman. I had a dream last night. Me and Bunty were there again. But this time, Bunty, he's acting like a child. This look of fear comes creeping across his face. Then he lays his head on my shoulder. Please, he says.
Please, Frank. Do you hear me? Please.
It was as if the pair of us had never existed. It was as if the town had never existed. I said, hello, then said it again. Hello, I said, but no one heard. It's me, I said, Brady. But they didn't hear. They just walked by. Do you know what they said? Nothing. That was what they said. Whop-bop-a-loop-a-blomp-bam-boom. Do you hear me? Whop-bop-a-loop-a-blomp-bam-boom. Whop-bop-a-loop-a. Whop-bop-a-loop-a-blomp. Whop-bop-a-loop-a-blomp. I went to the church. I went to see Jesus. I was the only one there. I stood at the gates and listened for the hymn. It didn't come. The hymns have gone. There was no hymns today, so I sang my own. One of the hymns from the old pig days. Even though Frankie was never religious, before or after cutting up Mrs. Nugent. Sweetheart of Jesus, fount of love and mercy, to thee we come, thy blessings to implore. Oh, touch our hearts, so cold and so ungrateful, and to them, and make them love her evermore. Do you mind the old days, baby Jesus? Other times have taken their place. Who are they, Jesus? Who are these phantoms? I look at them, but they don't know me. Worse than that, they don't even see me.
All they're thinking of is the party. All they see is empty steps. Where Bunty used to live in the alley, there's apartments. It's a real swell place. There's a waterfall now. It's like a palace. Marble. There's
gold on the gates. The party was on the first night I came down.
Hello, I said. Hello. Hello. I kept saying hello. They didn't hear. I could be calling yet.
Hello? 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 Hello?
I came back to the steps. One giant step and you're back there in dreamland. One giant step and there you are, back home. Bunty used to say...
Do you know what I'm going to tell yous? Yous are a crowd of effing dreamers.
Do you know what I'm going to tell yous? Yous are a crowd of effing dreamers.
That's all yous will ever be around this effing town.
That's all yous will ever be around this effing town. And him the worst of the whole fucking lot.
Love me tender, love me true, and never let me go. You have made my life complete, and I love you so. Love me tender, love me true. When I meet the girl of my dreams, Frank, when I meet the girl of my dreams, I'm gonna bring her back here. We'll have a feckin' party, it'll go for 3 days. This town will be something else then, Frank. Everything will come right at the party of a lifetime. Our party. And your Uncle Allo, Frank, he'll arrive in like before, and himself and your dad, Frank, they'll do a turn together. My feet are on
my
Broadway.
This blessed harvest morn. This blessed harvest morn. But oh, the ache that's in them. For fields of Irish corn. Don't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me. Anyone else but me. Anyone else but me. No, no, no. Don't sit under the apple tree.
Then your ma will come in, thick and brilliant, and we'll never have seen her looking as good. We'll get her to dance with your old boy then. What'll it be, Frank? What'll it be? Meet me tonight,
meet me tonight in dreamland, under the pale moonlight. Meet me in dreamland, sweet dreamy dreamland. That's where my dreams come true. Dreamland, dreamland, dreamland. The dreams are different now. No baby steps. All the steps are big.
They don't understand the dreams from before. Why don't they understand? Dreams were the only things that kept us going.
What is it? Duh. Duh? Is that you? Is it? But you're dead. Long ago, dead. Your coat. Your black coat. Is that... No. 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 You can't come to see me again. Not now. You're dead. It's just a black plastic bag. Is that what it is? I'd been in the choir place a month when Dad came to see me. We said the rosary on the rocks. Do you mind? He said, we said it there and it was like a dream.
A dream, was it? I said. Was it like a dream? That's what it was, son. It was like a dream.
I looked him in the eye, and I meant it. Every word. Fuck, I said.
You. After it was over, he said it broke his heart. No son ought to say the like to his father.
You have no son. The son you had, he died long ago.
It isn't true, I heard him say. It isn't true, I heard him say. Please say it isn't true.
It's true, I said. Your son is long dead. When I looked, my father was gone.
Gone. Gone forever. Things went wrong for Father Bubble, too. He took it fierce bad after Father Sullivan went away. You remember Father Sullivan? That was Tiddly. Father Tiddly. Mr. Naughty after Mass. Get your hands off me, Tiddly, I say. Them privates are private. Go play with your own little soldiers. Unless you got some chocolate. One squeeze per bicky, no more, no less. I think poor old Tiddly tried to take his life. After getting out, he started it all up again. I think when he heard it, poor old Bubble hit the drink. You must remember that Tiddly was his friend. Him and Tids. They'd been through a lot together. Then, what happened one day in the dorm? Doesn't this young fella give Bubble lip? And before you know it, he's hit him a wallop, knocks his head against the heater, and he starts bleeding. So poor old Bubble is in a right old state. Then what do you know? He's on the television as well, coming out of the courthouse with his head under a coat. Joe... I'd say, Joe, just what has gone on with this feckin' new telly of ours? All that seems to be on it is priests. And not just that, but priests that we know. Will you ever forget Bubble with his great big apple cheeks? Happy as Larry, and everyone loved him.
And now he's afraid to show his face.
Brady. It gets like that, believe me, I know. When I came back from the queer place, found this on the wall. Brady. Ian and Frank Brady.
Brady.
Brothers in blood. Brady. Even the sergeant had come to believe it.
Your heart is made of stone.
He said that to me one night at the station.
After what you did, your heart must be made of stone.
After what you did, your heart must be made of stone. But it's not.
Can't you see?
Can't you see? I love you. Please don't break my heart in two. That's not hard to do, because I don't have a wooden heart. Or stone either, Sergeant, you hear? For I killed no kids. I wouldn't do it. Could you imagine me doing a thing like that? What him and that bitch Myra Hindley done, huh? I mean, come on. You think I'd do it to little kids like Leslie Ann? All I want is my mommy. Or lovely little Keith Bennett with the glasses. You look pale, young Keith. You okay, lad? Bit of fresh air is what you need, old son. You fancy a ride up to Saddleworth Moor in the car? A ride with me and Myra. There's a good lad. No need to fret yourself. We'll have you back home in time for tea. It's just not in me to do the like of that. I accept, of course, that I killed Mrs. Nugent, but that's wrong too. You can't be allowed to do things like that. What I'd done on Mrs. Nuge was wrong.
I shouldn't even have threatened her. And if I had another chance, I wouldn't do it.
Go away!
Well, I might do a bit, but not for long. I'll never forget her standing on the footpath.
What are you doing? Will you let me by?
Oh, I'll let you by, but first you have to pay.
Oh, this is ridiculous. Get out of my way.
Well, excuse me, I says. I let her by. And you'd better not try to sneak past the next time, for if you do, I'll... Well, I'm afraid. I'll have to kill you. I didn't even have anything against her, for fuck's sake. I was just too jealous of Joe hanging around with Philip Nugent all the time.
Joe, do you want to come see my collection of comics?
But Ian Brady, he's not me. I'm not him. He's sweet damn all to do with me. Even if we were around at the very same time. Like to come with me and Myra?
Where?
To the moors. The moors. The saddest thing he'd done was this. He kidnapped Leslie Ann on Christmas Day. He had a tape recorder, you see. And all you could hear was her shaky little voice.
Alice, I want is my mummy.
Alice, I want is my mummy, that's all.
Alice, I want is my mummy, that's all.
Then, if you listened, you could just about hear the song. Far away on the tape, you could hear it. These gifts we bring. I'd never heard anyone. But I'd heard the likes of him. I'd heard Ian Brady. I'd heard him for doing a thing as bad as that. Because that's bad. It really is bad. Why is there so much evil in the world? I didn't want to add to it, I promise. My name's not Brady. Not if they lump me in with that scum. And the sergeant said they definitely would. After the way I went and left Nugent. Like something you'd see in Letty's butcher's shop. Something you'd wrap in a sheet of brown paper. That you'd give to the dog or your husband for his tea. So maybe I am every bit as bad as Ian Brady. All I know is my punishment. I endure it every night. Joe is married this long time, you see. He lives in a house way outside the town. Sometimes I go there and look in his window too. He has three great kids, but they're all grown now. I call out their names. Hello. But of course they'll never hear. More than anyone, they're not going to hear. What could Frank Brady ever mean to them? But I'd love to see them. I just want to talk to them about this and that, you know? About me and Joe and them old pig days. One of them photos looks like Joe back then, with the wee flick of hair hanging over the eyes. He's the boy I'd home in on for my story. Oh, boys, I'd say it used to be the business, especially when the fishermen came about the town.
Hey, fix off, fish.
Hey, fuck off, fish.
We'd say it again.
There's fuck all warmins for yous here.
There's fuck all warmins for yous here.
Then we'd head off down to the amusements. Did I ever tell you about the time I won a goldfish? I won it for 3 bullseyes in a row. Crack, 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 and there's your fish, swirly slurp in a plastic bag. I could share all the secrets just like I did with Joe, because in a way he's just Joe, except born in a different time. I'd tell him all about Ma and Da. I'd tell him everything. And for the first time in my life, I'd have a real blood brother. I'd tell him everything. All about Joe and the old days, the lot. I'd ask him things. I'd say, you'd never betray me, would you? You'd never do that to me, would you, real brother? I know you wouldn't. Would you? They said the rosary on the rocks. I'd say, shh. You could hear the sea as they said their prayers. Would you like to marry me? He said, are you prepared to live on potatoes and salt? Is that all you've to offer your sweetheart, Benny Brady? These gifts I bring.
Ba-ra-bum-bum-bum. Alice, I want is my mummy.
Alice, I want is my.
If ever I did a thing like that, took a little child, a little child like Leslie or Keith, I'd rather die out there myself.
Sometimes I think I already have. And that the world and the town has turned into a moorland. Your name rubbed away where you stood. Almost as if you'd never breathed. As if you had never breathed. They don't see that, of course. I mean, how could they? No, they see colour. They see lights and swirls and lights. Party time. They've never even heard of the moorlands, you see. Not yet. But they will, one day. Then they'll be like me.
Here in the alley. Staring in windows.
Ba-rum-bum-bum.
Wondering where their names could have gone. Listen out for them, will you? A few short years from now. Watch for them rambling. Listen for their whisperings. Listen for their whisperings down here on the steps. Or maybe in the corner of an unlet apartment.
Help me. Help me. That's what you'll hear them saying.
That's what you'll hear them saying down here.
I've come back for my name. I don't want to be the Revenant, can't you see? I want to be real!
Maybe they'll
say that.
Or maybe they won't. Why should they? There isn't any reason. They've killed no kids. They've done no wrong. Maybe they'll never have to wander and worry, but sleep cozy and quiet, untroubled in their graves. After all, they're not Brady, Ian, or me. Maybe this penance is reserved exclusively for us, folk like us Bradys, Francie and Ian, drifting around in our old 60s suits. Ladies and gentlemen, we're the talk of the town. Tonight, for your entertainment, it's The Revenants.
I don't want to be a damn revenant, can't you see?
One baby step. One baby step. One baby step. Joe, I call, but no one hears.
Da, I call, but no one hears. All that comes is... All I want is my mommy.
All I want is my mommy!
I deserve what I got. But I'm not like him. I'm not.
I don't care what you say. I'm not, damn you.
I don't deserve the Moorlands. I'm kind. I just went wrong. I just loved. That's all.
Instead of him, you remember. What is he like? Look at him.
So that's it then. Strange voices now are to be my never-ending sentence. I heard them again outside Joe's last night. I could see their lips but hear no sound. I thought of them saying, the Bradys are out there on the moors. Joe's not on the moors. Joe's alive.
Listen.
Listen. You can hear the wind. Do you hear them coming across the moors? You can hear them coming across the fields, right down here to rest on the steps, just as they do each and every single night. Is that you, Da? Is that you, Da? Ah, Da, don't do that. It is you, Da. Da, look. It's you in your coat. Da. If it isn't, I'll come again tomorrow, huh?
Hello!
Bunty, is that you? Did you hear the Pope's gone and bursted himself? Honor, isn't it a good one? Bunty. Bunty, talk to me. Da, tell him, will you?
Hello!
You look pale, young Frank.
Wallace, I want.
You okay, lad? bit of fresh air is what you need, son. Fancy a ride up to Saddleworth Moor in the car? A ride with me and Myra. For a ride in the car with me and Myra. There's good. No need to fret yourself. We'll have you back home in time for tea. We'll have you back home in time for tea.
Hello!
That was Brady the Revenant by Patrick McCabe. Nick Dunning was Francie Brady, and all other characters were played by John D. Ruddy. Original music was composed and performed by Gavin Friday, and sound supervision was by Mark McGrath. Brady the Revenant by Patrick McCabe was directed by Joe O'Byrne. The series producer of RTE Drama on One is Kevin Reynolds.